American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
You're damn right. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. This is the Carr Firearms Group Studios. The Lead Slingers mic lit up for you. All of it presented by X Insurance, a real insurance company. Make sure to get you some. Protect your freedom. Protect your business. Protect your toys. Protect your lifestyle with real insurance. A-rated. We're going to have Rick Lindsay on the program in the not-too-distant future. Rick, if you're listening, didn't mean to shock you with that, but it's coming up. Get ready, brother. It's coming. We're going to do some exposés and make some comparisons, and we're going to name names, and we're going to show you and make some comparisons. So some of you think you have insurance and you don't, and we're going to fix that problem for you. That's why we're here. X Insurance stands ready to do it. They're taking the firearms industry by storm. They're doing it for a reason, because they're the real deal. The previous 2 hours of this program were extremely good. We were moving quickly. We've had a great guest lineup. Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel were here from Daniel Defense. The Armed American Radio listener, Joshua, in Washington State, won the raffle, which was huge. Why? Well, it's a $7,750 package, $7,742 to be exact. That includes the rifle, includes the optics, and also includes the 500 rounds of 6.5 Creedmoor, and includes the trip to Daniel Defense for the one-on-one training. And an Armed American Radio listener won that package. That's on the heels of the free promotion giveaway for the Daniel Defense M4A1, the very rifle I bought that is going to be showing up at my dealer any day now. I'm waiting here on pins and needles. An Armed American Radio listener won that. Armed American Radio listeners are showing tremendous amount of love to Daniel Defense. And you should be, because they show love to us. See how this works? We scratch each other's backs. This is how we advance freedom. We work together. We work together. And this is just a great example of it. All of these fantastic partners here on Armed American Radio that make all of this work. And it just keeps getting better and better and better every single day. And that phone call I got Friday from Marty and Cindy was off the chain. I mean, I was just ecstatic, as they were to tell me, as was the winner of that fantastic package. Thousands and thousands and thousands of participants. And the most important thing is thousands of youth shooting sports now benefit because you participated in that raffle. The Double D Foundation at Daniel Defense, started by Marty and Cindy, is doing amazing work. And just stuffing David Hogg's head in the sand when he says, oh, we're going to win because we're young and all the gun, they're all dying off. David Hogg's an idiot. And we just prove that yet again today. It's not hard to prove. It's very easy to prove. We'll go to David Hogg and his idiotic statements here in a bit, because he just makes it so easy. So I hope you enjoyed the program. Then we got Alan Gottlieb. And, of course, then we had Carl Jackson. Then we had Cam Edwards. Then we had Dr. Lott. Now we've got a special roundtable. And the roundtable today consists of none other than Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms. Of course, Neil McCabe. And in addition to that, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, and our special guest, who I'll announce first, because he's stepping in for a full hour to join the roundtable, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for jumping in the roundtable. You're going to make this exciting and fun. Let's go to Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Justin, how the heck are you, my man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hey, guess what? We are now, almost just 2 weeks away from the Rods of Iron Festival. Talk about it real quick.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how close it is. I mean, this is the time to come out and celebrate the Second Amendment, because if we don't celebrate it now, the commies will be in our backyard pretty soon.
They're already in our backyards. They're advancing on our front. We're going to talk about that today, too. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. My brother, how are you? Always a pleasure.
Phenomenal and getting better every day. And AWR, good to be with you, man.
Good to be with you, Neil.
And AWR, you might find it shocking, but you can tell by listening that Neil has lost his Boston accent. All right, let's go. but he hasn't really. Brad Primo, CEO Lead Slingers. Brad, you ready to kick off today? How you doing, man?
Doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Let's start, guys, with Chicago, AWR. I'm going to start with you because that's what we do. Chicago, you write about it. And then I want to talk about Nassau County, Florida Sheriff. Oh, great comments AWR wrote about that, too. But first, let's go to Chi-Town, Chirac, Chafghanistan, whatever you want to call this place at this stage of the game. Here we are again, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Time. 7 killed, 47 wounded. AWR, are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. I mean, I'm shocked that they only had 24 shot. That's sad. It's a commentary on the normal weekend there. You know, he had another officer shot. I put that in the piece. Her injuries were not life-threatening, but she responded to the 11 p.m. shooting in which three people opened fire. One of them was killed, and then when she got out of her car, someone shot her, and they had yet to determine which one shot her when I wrote my piece, but her injuries were not life-threatening, but it's absolutely crazy. I mean, Chicago's just off the hook.
Yeah, we talk about it every weekend. We start with AWR Hawkins on his normal hits with us every week when he gives us the Breitbart News Report roundtable with Chicago. So we'll get your commentary on this now because we're all joined with AWR. Now let's go there. But it's not just the weekend, guys. Justin, let me go to you because that's the order we started. Last week's totals, 919 through the 25th yesterday. And, of course, these numbers are higher now and will grow higher throughout the rest of the week. But shot and killed, 19. 91 shot and wounded, total shot 110. And out of all the homicides in Chicago, they were all that 19 shot and killed. That's just 919 through 925. That's not including today, the numbers. Justin, they're atrocious. And sadly, we report them every week. I don't see an out here. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, what's happening in Chicago is really sad, but I think we have more fundamental concerns in this country with the way we're going than the violence in Chicago. We have an all-out assault on our civil liberties by our own federal government, and that's, I think, a lot scarier.
It absolutely is a lot scarier, and Chicago is just a small bit of it because it's representative of one Democrat-controlled town. And as AWR points out all the time, the Democrats are coming, the Democrats are coming. Neil McCabe, again, you hear these numbers, they're sickening, and they don't change, and the Democrats don't change their policies. The news media doesn't give it the coverage it deserves and earns, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And you and I and listeners of this program, as lawful gun owners, take the blame and take the heat, Neil.
Yeah, they have no problem spinning up gun panics, and it's absolutely sad. And I've said it before, you know, there's a lot of gun owners who wish that they didn't own a gun, but they feel they have to protect themselves, protect their business, to protect their families. And what I think people will be shocked to learn is when they see these numbers, they think that they're creating this sort of anti-gun swell, when actually more Americans are saying, wow, I should probably be armed right now.
Of any political stripe, all Americans have a right to keep and bear arms. Doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter where you're from, as long as you're lawfully and playing by the rules, as long as you're a lawful citizen, you're playing by the rules, you have a right, even as a permanent resident in this country without American citizenship. If you have your permanent resident status, you have a right to keep and bear arms in America. Recognize, Brad Primo, let's go to you. Well, you and I will close this out. Let me give you the total numbers, Brad. You heard just the micro. Let's go to the macro now. Year to date, as of 7:09 p.m. tonight Eastern Time, 2,897 shot and wounded. Total shot in Chicago, 3,495. Shot and killed, 598. That's out of total homicides of 631. So clearly, it's gang-related gun violence in Chicago, to use their own term. Brad, take us to the break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about it every week, but, you know, it's just another example of these entrenched Democrats allowing or turning our, you know, once great cities into, you know, these violent killing fields, just hell holes. I can't imagine, you know, because there are good people that are trapped in Chicago. You know, they may not have the means to get out. These are good people, and they're literally held hostage in their own homes by criminal thugs who basically have no fear of the police. They have no fear of consequences for anything they do. They're used to being in control. And I mean, these are also, you know, in some way, somehow, Democrats must enjoy this, or they get some kind of political advantage from it or something, because they seem to have no will or ability to do anything about it.
Obviously, Brad, you're spot on. Obviously, their agenda means more to them in their cities, in these blue cities. Atlanta's no different. Baltimore's no different. St. Louis, no different. L.A.'s no different. New York's no different. Rochester's no different. I mean, Rochester's got a high per capita, in some cases, more than Chicago. More kids killed by guns in Chicago than have died of COVID. Unbelievable. Amazing. When we come back, there's a sheriff down in Florida. We want you to hear what he had to say. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to keep moving. That first segment just blew right by. I shouldn't have yelled at Greg, my producer in Dallas. Greg, I apologize for that. You're not running the clock, bro. You're not Father Time. But I just wish we had another. Oh, I hear that clock. Maybe he is running it. I didn't know he was going to do that. That's his Timex, by the way. He's holding it up to the microphone. Thank you for that, Greg. The point that I'm trying to make, listeners and viewers, is that this show is going to fly right by. This hour is going to move right along. So let's jump back in. And we ended with Brad Primo on the Chicago. We're going to move on from that. Chicago is an absolute mess. And it is evidence of what's happening in Democrat-controlled cities around the country, you know, as I mentioned. And it goes right to what Justin was saying, because we look at the bigger picture. Chicago is just a very small glimpse. But when you combine all of these cities, you see what's happening. And he very clearly stated the commie problem we've got in our backyard. I'm sure that's going to come up later in the program. Let me go back to AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. You're going to drive a lot of this engine today, AWR, because we have you here and you're a special guest with us. And I love covering some of what you're writing. It's very thought-provoking. And this one in Florida, when I read your headline, I thought I was going to be reading something from Grady Judd in Polk County. Now, I come from Florida, so I that's just what I thought. But that's why we don't headline surf here. Here's the headline. Florida sheriff calls on armed homeowners to blow suspect out the door after Saturday shooting. AWR, clue us in, please.
Yeah, you got a former Marine named Patrick McDowell, who allegedly shot Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers and basically wounded him so bad that there's no chance of recovery. And they kept him alive, and to my knowledge, still alive. They're just keeping him alive with machines at the hospital while they await an organ recipient match so they can donate his organs. But this guy shot him at a traffic stop in the face, took him down. When he hit the ground, he shot him in the back, allegedly. So anyway, yeah, Bill Leeper, who is the sheriff in Nassau County, held the press conference. And in the press conference, that's what he said. So this is a dangerous man. If he comes to your house and you have a gun, blow him out the door.
It is, we'd be remiss if we didn't point out, and I have to give you the details on these cases because this is something we talk about on this program. Neil can attest to this. Brad and Justin can attest to this because we talk about evil, AWR can as well. We talk about the existence of evil walking among us on this show for years. We're heading in towards close to 15 years. We're now getting close. In April will be our 13th anniversary, and on April 27th will be the start of our 14th year. A decade and a half here talking about how bad people do bad things, and you had better accept that as a part of life. In this particular case, there's a cop doing his job, and during the traffic stop, he was shot ruthlessly in the face, hit the ground, and was then shot in the back. Obviously, fell forward, and now there's no more fighting for his life. They know they're going to have to pull him off machines. It is absolutely horrific. He got away. The killer got away. And the individual's name is McDowell. His last name is McDowell. And here I'll quote exactly what Sheriff Bill Leeper said, and then we'll go around the table. This guy is dangerous. If you're in a home and he breaks into your home and you have a gun, blow him out the door because he's like a rabid animal. He will kill you with his mindset. What he did to that deputy was uncalled for, unnecessary, and he needs to pay for it. Justin, we need more talk like this from law enforcement because this officer is speaking to the sentiment of the vast majority of law-abiding Americans. Is he not? Isn't that the way we all really feel, yet the media won't let us talk about it?
Well, you know, our American people have always supported law enforcement. We've always, 90% of law enforcement officers have always supported the Constitution, and we really pray that in the future, as this communist government continues to roll out, that law enforcement officers will refuse to do the bidding of the communists in power.
Boy, I tell you, I hope you're right. Let's touch back on that. I'm going to make a note of that. I want to go back to that in just a few minutes. Brad or Neil, let me go to you first, and we'll go to Brad. I've lost count of how many of these type of stories we've covered over the years, Neil McCabe, and how many you've written about, how many I've talked about, and how many that you've written about that I've talked about with you. But these are sickening, and let me go a step further here because AWR at Breitbart points this out, and I quote, he is a former U.S. Marine and is believed to have shot and killed a police dog as searchers got near him on Friday. This individual is ruthless. And Florida, you're listening on a number of stations. If you see this individual, he comes near you, kill him. End it. This is pure evil. End it. And I would normally say that I don't take any I do. This needs to be put down. Neil.
When you talk about the media, you talk about politicians, they have created, especially in the last 3 years, a permissive environment where it's okay to kill police officers. In fact, it's your duty to attack police officers. They've created this sort of space where it's the right thing to do because we've been told that police are the problem in this country, not the solution, which is absolutely sick. And then when you have one of these sick and evil individuals, right, who is he's evil looking for direction, the direction he's getting, the demand signal that he is receiving is go after police officers. And this is it's absolutely unconscionable.
But it happens. Brad, again, this is not something that we haven't talked about. But again, we're remiss in our duties if we don't remind people that these people are out there. Florida has, now there's lots of evil everywhere. You got that goofball Brian Laundrie. Now he's in big trouble now because Bounty Hunter Dog is on that case, okay? So Brian Laundrie's days are numbered, dead or alive. But nonetheless, Brad, your thoughts, because I don't care what he suffers from. I don't care what drugs he's taking. I don't care about anything at this stage of the game. Nothing. He gave that up, and now he's earned his keep, and that keep is street justice at this stage of the game. Am I a terrible person for thinking that way?
No, I mean, I think anybody who values living in safety, who values living in our society, understands that there are some people that have no place in our society, and people who are randomly violent, who attack the people who provide the structure in which, we're able to live these wonderful lives we have here in America. People who attack those, we have to get rid of them one way or the other. If they catch him and put him in prison the rest of his life, okay. If he catch him and he gets the needle, okay. If, he comes across an armed citizen and tries to, get swirly and they put him down, I'm okay with that, too. Bottom line is we have no place in our society for people like this. And, as far as I'm concerned, he gave up his place in the society when he did that. And I'm sorry. I hate that this guy that they're talking about, he's a former Marine and all this kind of stuff, as if. In some ways, I think there'll be some people who take, these guys that come back from war are all damaged goods. That's not the case. This guy just needs to go.
Yeah, terrible, horrible story in Florida. God bless the sheriff for speaking what most Americans are thinking. When we come back, red flag provisions pass in the House with GOP support. This goes to the heart of what Justin was talking. So we're going to say like Jen Psaki, we're going to circle back to the commies. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back indeed. So much to cover, not enough time, just skating right along here. I am Mark Walters in the Carr Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. All of this presented by X Insurance. And you heard me talk about the wonderful work that Daniel Defense is doing, the Double D Foundation. Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel just doing amazing, amazing work that the mainstream press will never, ever, ever, ever cover. And it is sad and it is pathetic, but we will cover it and we will continue to get in their face every single day because that's what we do. As I mentioned, now in our 13th year heading into 14, very, very proud of that, proud to be bringing you the right to bear arms and discussion about the right to bear arms and our constitutional freedoms that we cherish here on Armed American Radio 6 days a week. Remember, Armed American Radio's daily defense kicks off tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. Always got a great lineup, got some regulars, got some new faces coming in all the time. So make sure to check it out. The continuation of the conversation goes on 7 days a week at Armed American Radio. Make sure to visit armedamericannews.com for that wonderful separation between news and opinion. Amazing stuff at Armed American News. Amazing stuff. And you can also visit armedamericanradio.org to listen live or .com. Take your pick. Let's get back to the roundtable crew here. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins and start where we began earlier. We're using a lot of his work today, as we do whenever he's on the program. Let's talk a little bit about defense bill, including red flag provision passing in the House with GOP support. And I want to point out as well that both Florida senators also support this. Rubio and also Scott. And, Greg, I understand you're telling me that Crenshaw supports this in Texas as well. I'm not sure I believe Lindsey Graham. Maybe AWR, maybe you can tell us about that.
Oh, these red flag laws are designed to stop something before it happens. I think these are good laws. And I think, well, I think sometimes we just need to suspend our constitutional rights if it saves just one life.
AWR, let's go to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess. It's in Section 529 of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2022. And so they tucked it into protective orders. And it does restrain military personnel from possessing or acquiring a firearm. And there's no other way to describe it than a red flag provision. And you're right. There were a bunch of people that voted for it. My hope is that as it moves to the Senate, which is what it has to do now, and I believe actually the Senate may have already passed their own version, and so they'll have to be some back and forth on the language to get one bill that's acceptable. But I hope as the Senate takes it up, we can get rid of that language. A lot of people have voted for it, and it is where it is. And it's just the left going for it again. I mean, they've been ruthless shameless under Biden. They're feeling their oats. I don't know if they think this is their one chance they're going to get everything done, but it looks like that's what they're doing.
Justin Moon, you heard what AWR said. I want to add a little bit to that. As I said, we'll pull a Jen Psaki and we'll circle back here to what you said earlier about the communists in our backyard, because that's what the Democrat Party is. They're out. They're communist, Marxist, socialists masquerading as former Democrats. By that, I mean, listeners, if you don't figure that out, that means they're Marxist, communist, socialists pretending to be Democrats of yore, and they're not. They are Marxist, communist, Democrats. We know that, and we know that from their own policies and from their own agenda that they're pursuing and doing it with reckless abandon. Justin, this ties together with that because you have Republicans, and it ties back, and I want to get Neil, I'll give you a heads up here right now. You can think about this. But, Justin, you recall on the program Neil telling us there's the party of Washington and the party of not Washington. The Democrats and the Republicans are the party of Washington, and we aren't. That's the party of not Washington. Justin, they're all in this together, brother. When you see Republican support for bills like this that flip the Constitution on its head, this is alarming, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, this is extremely alarming because this is a definitive step towards authoritarianism, getting rid of all of our civil liberties. And it's also tied together with what you're seeing in Australia. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that Australia would be like North Korea and that the police officers in that country would become like communist enforcers? That just troubles me to death, you know, Mark, because I just pray our law enforcement in America does not become like those communists in Australia, beating their own people for no crime at all.
Justin, I want listeners to understand, again, when you mention North Korea, please let us know. Your family has history with North Korea. Listeners, Justin knows what he's talking about here. Tell us that quick family history of North Korea.
Yeah, my father spent 3 years in Hungnam communist concentration camp. It's a death camp. You go in, you don't come out alive. The average lifespan is 6 months, and he was freed by General Douglas MacArthur during the Korean War.
Unbelievable. So when you hear Justin talk about this, listeners, understand that it can happen. And when he mentions Australia, he jumped ahead of me. I want to go to Australia with the panel here shortly. Neil, let's go to you, and then we'll let Brad close the segment out on this. Neil, go ahead.
I want to, a number of Republicans and conservatives have called this out, and Congressman Greg Murphy is one of the guys who sort of was banging the pots and pans for this. But, you know, this provision was, first came to light during the summer, and it could have been taken out. Now, Murphy is saying that, the House Republican and Democratic leadership has agreed to take it out of the bill, but it's still in the bill. Now, there are more than 30 amendments to this bill with all sorts of goodies and all sorts of things being taken out, saying you can't do this, you can do this. And so why this wasn't one of the more than 30 amendments to the defense bill, I don't know. This, for some reason, they're leaving it in, and obviously we'll see what happens on the Senate side. But, you know, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, he voted for this. Debbie Dingell, whose dear husband, you know, was one of the leading, you were talking about the old school Democrats. John Dingell was a tremendous supporter of gun rights his entire career. His widow has his seat. She voted for this. And, you know, you're right. They're not the John Dingell Democrats anymore. And frankly, there's a lot of Republicans who enjoy voting for these anti-gun rights laws. And the red flag laws are particularly egregious because I can't think of a better way to kill somebody than to call the police on somebody and say, hey, this guy is acting kind of weird. He's got some guns. Next thing you know, there's a pre-dawn raid and the guy is dead. And so it's a very scary thing. And why you would be playing games with the defense budget is another question. But certainly this is something that could have been taken out a long time ago. And we'll see what happens to it.
Brad, the only way, Brad, that this doesn't make it through is if people like us keep pressure on Washington and our senators and keep this from reconciling. It's the only way it happens. Otherwise, this is going to sneak through. Brad, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're correct. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out why something like this is even needed, considering that whether you live on post or off, I mean, a commander has the ability and the right to essentially restrict what his soldiers are able to do or have. I mean, if you have a soldier that's, you know, obviously in some sort of crisis and is identified by command, I mean, they have the ability to basically take that soldier and put him in a safe place, or, you know, make his, you know, if they have to get guns out of his house, they can already do that. They don't need a red flag law as far as I know. And I can't, you know, I think this is just another case of a little bit of grandstanding. On top of that, like, if, you know, the Democrats are also been trying to dismantle the UCMJ, the military justice system, they're taking shots at it. You know, the amount of abuse that our military has taken from 8 years of Obama, and then, you know, they had a little bit of a break under Trump, and now under the Biden administration, I mean, they are just hammering our military, abusing them left and right.
No doubt about it. Guys, we're coming up to the last segment already. Again, I feel compelled to apologize that time is going by so quickly. But when we come back, I want to go to Kroger's. Yeah, Kroger's banned open carry and asked you not to conceal carry anymore when they caved in to the left. We'll find out how well that works. Don't go away. Roundtable, one more segment.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
And they do. They do. I know that for a fact, because I know that crew, and we appreciate their support very much. Welcome back. Final segment of the program before we get back to the roundtable and our panel of experts that we have on every week. Let me mention to you all of our partners, and let's start right here with TigerLight.net. TigerLight.net, non-lethal self-defense, should you have somebody in your family like my daughter. And my wife carries a firearm. When she's not carrying a firearm, or if she can't for whatever reason, she carries a TigerLight. It's non-lethal self-defense, GPS enabled, so that if it unfortunately has to be deployed, the people who matter the most are made aware of the location instantly, including, figure a geofenced area, other members or other holders of this product that have this app also see where that alert went off and can go to that aid faster than sometimes anybody else. Think of a college campus. My daughter is on campus and, God forbid, has to deploy that non-lethal self-defense. Other holders of this product on campus with that app will see where that alert is and can go to her aid immediately. And this community is growing by leaps and bounds every day. TigerLight.net. The promo code for this device is AAR15, AAR15. Remember also that we're in the Carr Firearms Group studios. Lead Slingers microphone, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, enter your zip code, and find a distributor near you. Enjoy all the products responsible, like the AAR family does, and many of you in the chat rooms always talking about it. We appreciate that very much. I'm sure Brad does as well. And all of this presented to you by X Insurance, a far superior company to anything that you think you have. Because you don't have insurance. If you're not working with X Insurance, you don't have an insurance policy in your name. And I want you to have an insurance policy in your name like I do, that protects your freedom, with a company that's going to go to bat for you like pit bulls, because they're your insurance company. Xinsurance.com. All right, welcome back. Let's go. I gotta go to Kroger's here for just a minute. I shop at Kroger's from time to time. they got really good crab leg specials from time to time, especially around this time of year. So, you know, you get like a whole big box of them for like $5.99 a pound or something like that. But Kroger's went anti-gun after playing pro-gun for a long time when Shannon Watts and the rest of these goofballs went after him and decided, oh, let's go after grocery stores, this, that, and the other thing. Let's go after Starbucks and everybody else. You recall that whole battle. And Kroger said, look, whatever the law is in the state where our stores are in, that's what we follow. Well, they eventually caved in, got weak-kneed, their CEO did, like the rest of them, and said, okay, we don't want any openly carried guns in, and we'd appreciate it if you didn't carry concealed. But even though we know we can't ask you because in state law, all state laws are different, but no more openly carried guns. AWR Hawkins' latest headline, alleged Tennessee Kroger gunman identified as 29-year-old Uck Thang. I don't care if I pronounced his name right or not. I don't care about criminals and their lives. In this particular case, this is yet another coward that offed himself, but not before shooting 13 people and killing one other. He was 29 years old. This was in Collierville, Tennessee, not far from where our own Brad Primo sits right now in the great state of Tennessee. AWR, Kroger can ban all they want, just like anybody else, but here we go again.
Right. Yeah, it would have been nice if somebody had had a pistol on their hip and they had put two slugs right between his eyes. That would have been really nice. And, it was hard to find information on this guy. It was a slow release on identification, but, and the number 13 rose. I believe some people must have driven themselves to the hospital. It ended up being 15, I believe, shot, one dead. I don't want to say what you get because you got wounded people. I don't want to make light of it, but when you create a gun-free zone, you're creating a target-rich environment. And I know a Kroger is not purely gun-free, as you explained. You did very well. They kind of ask people, not to do this and not to do that, but there's no real enforcement. But that's the wrong position. The position should be, hey, we encourage every law-abiding customer in this store to carry a gun, and if someone comes in here, shoot back. That should be the position.
It should be, and Americans overwhelmingly believe this. The media tells us we're nuts. Justin Moon, let's go to you on something like this. When I first saw the headline, the first thought that went through my head, Justin, was, here we go again. This is what we're going to be talking about, another 13 dead or something like that because of the actions of some dirtbag. Fortunately, thank God, like AWR, I don't want to make light of it, 13 people, as he said, I didn't realize this, but 15 were wounded, one dead. It could have been far worse. Thank God it wasn't. But yet again, Justin, the same story unfolds. And the only place you hear the truth about things like this is on programs like this. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I think whenever we see a mass shooting, we should always reserve judgment to find out all the facts. Because we found out from, once we start doing the research about these mass shootings, too many of them are actually entrapment and organized by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Justin, you broke up there. Let me do this. Did we lose Justin, Greg? Justin,
no,
are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You broke up on my end. I apologize. I just heard you crackle out a little bit. All right.
I'm just saying too many.
Go ahead.
These things are actually entrapment by the FBI. So I don't want to say what's happening until we get more facts.
Yeah, and we never know. Well, let's go to Vegas. I mean, I don't have time to do it. I wish we could. Vegas, they just shut up. They just stop talking about it. We know nothing. And I can tell you at this stage of the game, we never will. It's done. They've moved on. They're never going to give us the facts about what happened in that case. We could go to Ruby Ridge and the rest of it. ATF, Greg and I were talking about abolishing the ATF during the break. My gosh, I wish we had more time. Neil, let's go to you. Gun-free zones, they fail. We know that. I don't want to dwell on this a lot, but I want to get your comment on it so we can move on to Brad. And then one more topic before we have to close out. We probably won't get there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say about Kroger's that this is very, very indicative of the movement, say, the last 10 years, where private companies have been taken over by leftists who then execute the leftist agenda through private companies, and you don't have recourse. We see that, when Obama transferred the internet from the U.S. government to the private sector, then there's no more constitutional protection. And we see it over and over again with people are losing their bank accounts. People are told they can't use Uber. And then when you, you know, you can't go against a private company because of free enterprise. And this is kind of a pro hack. I have to hand it to the leftists because it's very effective, and I don't know what to do about it.
I'm with you. I don't either. I had no choice but to fly Delta to Grand Rapids. Their CEO is a leftist kook woke goofball. You know, unfortunately, they're a great airline. It's brilliant with the choice that I had. I didn't have much choice. Brad, close out. You got 30 seconds. It's on you. Go for it, brother.
Yeah, you know, I would just tell everybody out there that, you know, concealed is concealed. Don't let any private corporation disarm you. You know, fact of the matter is, like, let them call the cops. You can probably be gone before they get there anyway if it comes down to it. Don't let anybody ever disarm you.
No, you are correct about it. Go ahead.
A private corporation, but I went to the Secretary of State's office here in Tennessee with my wife to do some paperwork, and you can carry weapons in into that government building. They don't have a sign up. They don't prohibit it. So the state of Tennessee, the government is okay with their citizens being armed to do business in their buildings. But Kroger tries to tell you you can't have a weapon. Forget Kroger. Go to your grocery shop and carry your gun. Be safe.
Yeah, exactly right. Guys, thank you so much. AWR, thanks for jumping in with us, man. You made the hour fun. We used all your stuff here. Thanks for providing us the fodder. That's why we do what we do with AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, every single day. Thank you, AWR. Justin Moon, looking forward to seeing you now in about 2 weeks, even a little bit less if I do the math right. Brad Primo, you got – oh, by the way, great job on Sebastian Gorka the other day. I wanted to tell you that. Justin was on with Sebastian. And Brad Primo, thanks for everything that you do. Neil, we love you. I know you're going to be home soon. Stay safe. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it tomorrow because they don't want us to. In the meantime, carry on, carry out, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio, guys.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.